debating without debating. In the classic Bruce Lee film, Enter the Dragon, the Chinese character tricks an Australian character by showing him his martial arts style, described as the art of fighting without fighting. He tricks his opponent into getting into a tiny dinghy and then tosses the tow line into the sea, leaving him alone and bobbing while the main vessel speeds away. If you're nerdy enough to have actually sat and watched all the presidential debates between Arizona Senator John McCain and Illinois Senator Barack Obama, then perhaps you feel some kinship with the Australian character left bobbing on the sea, for what you witnessed was the art of debating without debating. First of all, despite the mountains of hype, the events were as dry as three-day-old toast. And that's because that's what the party and corporate sponsors of the debates wanted. No surprises, no change, and above all, no third parties. Therefore, you never saw nor heard Green Party candidates Cynthia McKinney and Rosa Clemente, Independent Ralph Nader, Libertarian Bob Barr, or Texas Congressman Ron Paul. The debates were pre-planned, pre-packaged, and even pre-contracted events, where seating, standing, camera shots, and even moderators are determined weeks, if not months, in advance. Bigwigs from both major political parties sign a contract that is confidential, and then the show goes on. And invariably, each major party candidate uses his debate time to state, restate, and restate ad infinitum his or her well-rehearsed talking point or stump speech, and democracy marches on. And while corporate scribes, who would be court jesters in another era, proclaim who said what, who looked more presidential, or who won, the only real winners were both political parties and broadcast networks, who once again passed off the scripted reality show as a debate. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.